checking to see where my head has been. And I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. Get my body out the line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideals go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey. Yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Get myself ready for what's coming for me, yeah.
Hey, it's your girl, Cher Hanks, and I want to welcome you to the Mending Brokenness podcast. Thank you for joining me this good Friday evening. Hey, y'all, it's been a while. And I just needed to take a couple moments for myself. I needed to regroup. I needed to, you know, check in with my mental space, unpack a little bit, you know, just readjust to life because it's been so much going on and so many different shifts and changes. And I just had to, you know, pause. And I hope that's encouraging somebody right now who feel like life is just continuing to go. You're continuing to run and do things and you just need a break. And it's okay for you to take it. You know, don't show up for the people and not show up for yourself. That's crazy. So again, my name is Cher Hanks, the soul coach, motivational speaker, and author of From Pain to Power. And my second book is Matters of the Heart. I help women clarify their life purpose, teach them how to shift their mindset, break cycles, and walk unapologetically in their truth while building wealth. And with that being said, for those of you who already know, before we jump into the podcast, I want to give you a minute to just grab your journal, your tablet, open your notes on your phone, whatever it is that you take notes with. I want you to grab that right now because tonight I want to talk about something a little bit different. I want to do something a little bit different on the podcast tonight. So I want you to get ready to unpack and keep that with you because we're going to have some notes. So we're going to go ahead and unpack, y'all, and we're going to open up with the first question that we ask ourselves. How are you? How are you doing? When is the last time you checked in on yourself? Checked in just to see how you was doing. We make sure everybody else is good, the kids good, our mate good, our husband's good, you know, our parents is good, our families is good, but how are you? The next question I want you to ask yourself is, what happened today? And even if it didn't happen today, what happened? What happened since the last time you unpacked that you know you need to address? What happened? And the third question that we ask ourselves is, how did it make you feel? And this is a great opportunity for you to check in with yourself. This is a great opportunity for you to be honest and to uncover the matters of the heart and to let those things that's in you come out and just release. And remember, if something good happened that you need to acknowledge, maybe it was a promotion on your job. Maybe you noticed yourself not doing something that you was trying to stop doing and, you know, you just need to celebrate that. Maybe something good happened with you and the kids or something good happened, you know, the small things, the things that we don't even know we need to celebrate ourselves for. But remember, that gave you an opportunity to not only celebrate yourself, but an opportunity for you to be grateful. But if it's something bad that has happened or something that has rubbed you a certain kind of way or offended you or hurt you even, this gave you an opportunity to check your heart It gives you the opportunity to see where you are and how you're responding to other people and what place that's coming from, you know? So now that we have wrote them questions down, and you might, it's something you might have to think about and continue to write. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump into the podcast. And the title, the topic we will be speaking on this evening is, can you afford not to participate in your own rescue? Can you afford not to participate in your own rescue? You know, and tonight I think I'm gonna put some skin in the game. I'm going to be, I don't want to say transparent, because I mean, I'm gonna just be real. I'm gonna give you what I got. I'm gonna give you my thoughts. This is a moment with Cher Hanks, so I'm gonna give you me. But I don't know about anyone else, but I look back over our last year. I look back over everything that's been taking place in the world. And I really, really, truly believe in my heart that the pandemic came to, you know, save God's people. I feel whether if they went home to glory or if they, you know, still here. But I believe that it came to, you know, allow people to be saved. It forced you to become somebody different. Because life as you knew it was gone. You know, things will never go back to being the same. So 2020 actually forced me to put my full trust in God. Even if I stumble on the journey, even if I fall, even if I, you know, stop believing for a moment, God will not allow me to stray. He's going to always make my crooked path straight. He's always going to grab me. Why? Because that's what his words say. He that began a great work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. The Lord will not leave you nor forsake you. So I had to stand on his word because I didn't understand what was going on and I couldn't even see straight. But anyways, it forced me to, you know, put my full trust in God and look towards him. So when I ask you, can you afford not to participate in your own rescue? That's a real question. And that's something I want you to sit there and think about. Because what would it mean for you to invest in yourself? What would it mean for you to change how you've been doing things? You know, it's a lot of people, and this ain't like a political segment or me trying to, you know, get in that field, but it's real. They got public housing out here, right? And people live there, and they live there for years, and they get comfortable in that. You know, I don't got to go to work. Why go to work when I can get a utility check? Why go to work when I can get on PIP and it's $10? Why go to work? So then you think about the PPP loans and the PUA or whatever that stuff is called. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm saying when you look at all of this stuff that's going on right now, all of the money that's being dished out, wouldn't you want to use that to invest in yourself? Because eventually it's going to run out. It's going to stop. And then what will you have? Not only that, living any life with limits is like undesirable. So when this pandemic first occurred and you know, everybody was isolated and then we doing everything virtual, I began to think about that. And I said, you know, I had to ask God for forgiveness because I got too comfortable. I was used to doing certain things. I was moving too fast instead of looking towards you. And I want to repent and I want to get it right with you. So when it slowed us all down and it began us to stop and look at ourselves, and then this was all kind of stuff going on, you know. Y'all, as you know, my daughter's father had passed away. The wedding was called off. The relationship was over at that time. All hell was just breaking loose in my life. But I continued to move forward because I know who I am and what God has called me to do. So I want to read you a couple scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." He has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Our lives is our responsibility. No matter what nobody else is doing, how they showing up, what they giving you, what you, every day we should get up and grind. Every day we should get up and work. Every day we should be using our gifts. The life point from that scripture says, you have been given so many gifts and tools to support your loved ones. So step up and provide. And you will follow God and his son Jesus' lead. It may be difficult at first, but you'll bring joy to not only yourselves, but yourself, not only to others, but yourself as well. And how many of y'all know that when somebody else is going through and you are able to step in and, you know, give them a word or encourage them or lift them up, and then, you know, they feel good and you feel good and God has began to operate in both of y'all. So an exchange has began to happen in your darkest moment where you think, yeah, God can't even use me. Somebody come along and you got to minister to them. Somebody come along with no hope, no life in them, and you got to speak life into them. When that happens, it's not a coincidence. It's God still being on the throne. It's still him making a way out of no way. It's still him strengthening you. It's still him pulling on you. It's still him working inside of you. And even if you're not trying to do something on your own or going to business on your own, just being a good person, just continuing to grow and evolve. The word says we should go from glory to glory. We should always be growing. We should always be investing in ourselves. We should always be, you know, trying to grow and become better. That's our responsibility. I got a class this evening at 8 p.m. And I'm so excited for it. If I don't do anything else, I invest in myself. Personal development is serious to me. Self-awareness is serious to me. When I'm in a relationship and it fail, or if my relationship is not going right with me and my children, that make me feel some type of way. I'm not the person that's just gone and be like, oh, they, them kids on what they don't know. My feelings is hurt, my heart. I want to know how I can make this right. What did I do? I need to look at myself. I need to examine myself. Where did I go wrong in this? How did I mess up in this? So I just want you to know that God has called us to do the work. Proverbs 16:3 say, "Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established." That means make a personal promise with him that you will see it through to the end. And he will lay a path down for you. God will direct your steps. But what the problem is, so many of us, you know, we're scared to trust God. We don't want to fall. We've been doing it on our own our whole life. We always had to be the ones to show up. It always been us. If I don't do it, then it ain't going to get done. God wants relationship. And he wants to become your partner on the plan for your life. The word say, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I had plans for you." 29:11 say, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord." You can't afford to do life without God. You cannot afford not to participate in your own rescue. God already got it laid out for you. Anything you try to do is always going to fall because you're His and you're chosen. God don't need to get in on your plan. You need to get in on His. And with that being said, I want to encourage you to register for the class. To come into the class and invest in yourselves. Use this opportunity to turn your life around. We don't lack anything but information. That's why I'm stay registering for conferences and classes. Because I know I got a long way to go. But everything that I learn, I always want to give it back. Because I feel like that's my responsibility as His child. I feel like that's my responsibility just as a human. If I got something and God gave me a gift, it say you got to use the gifts and talents that He gave you. That's anything else is unpleasing to God. So listen. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Proverbs 21:25. A lazy, uninspired person will not get anything done and refuses to do work. Aspire to avoid all temptations of doubt and slothfulness, and you'll thrive in life. I already read, commit your work to the Lord. God is telling you, you got work to do. You got work to do. You got work to do. So I ask you again, can you afford not to participate in your own rescue? The answer is no. You can't. Not if you desire to live a desirable life. Not if you want to provide your children with the best that you can. If you ain't trying to invest in yourself and you ain't trying to make stuff better, you ain't really doing your best. Lip service is good. Oh, I want this. But faith without works is dead. So if you're not putting in the action and you ain't putting in the work to get accomplished the things that you say that you want out of life, then that's a problem. Psalms 128:2 says, you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed and it shall be well with you. God rewards those who work hard and that come in a variety of ways. But if you continue to put in a solid work ethic, you deserve whatever is to come. And if you're not putting in any work and you find yourself miserable, depressed, you know, why is this happening to me? Why I keep ending up in these situations? Because you refusing to put some skin in the game, because you refusing to do the work necessary for you to become better. Then whatever the outcome is, you deserve that. Because you get what you put out. I just had this conversation with my 13-year-old. Don't nothing come to you. Nothing. If you wanna be see yourself, you wanna be successful, if you wanna be the best runner, because she run track, if you wanna always come in first, if you wanna be a champion, if you wanna win, then guess what? You got to put some skin in the game. You're gonna have to work. You're gonna have to get up and get out there on the track when everybody else is slimmering and slobbering, and that's why they coming up the way that they coming up. You're gonna have to go practice. Mom, it's hot. So what? You're going to have to get out there and do what other people is not willing to do. So if you're saying that you want to change your life and you want to do something different, or you know you deserve something different, you can fill it in. You just don't know how to get there. I encourage you to register for the class. But I also encourage you to go and invest in yourself. Start reading books. Start listening to people that's doing things that you say that you want to get accomplished. Start putting in work. So I didn't really get on here to really sound like I was coming down on someone or whatever the case. And I don't even care about that. So I'm going to say this. It's my heart's desire to see women win. It's my heart's desire to see women whole, healed, living their best life, being loved on and treated like the women of God that they are. not being taken advantage of, you know, not being stressed out and overworked. I desire to see women have balance, you know, set values for yourself. Stop allowing people to just do whatever they want to do in your life. And then you sitting there and you hurt and you asking yourself why. So now you making it look like it's your fault. Because of how somebody else treated you. No, that's not okay. It's time for you to put in the work and understand, identify and understand why you're going through the things that you're going through. The best investment you can ever make is on you. You want to live a rich life, and I ain't talking about money. You want to live a rich life? You want rich relationships with your children and people around you? Then you need to do the work that other people is not willing to do. Just going along with the day and going along with life is not going to get you in the place that you want to be in. You got to be intentional about your life. And you got to own your truth. You got to own where you are. You got to own that. Because that's the only way you can walk unapologetically in your truth. It's by owning where you are, what you've been through, and where you trying to go. What happened in the past is just a small part of your story. Where you going and what you becoming, that's what matter. That's what you need to focus on. I love y'all. And I really desire for you to be the best you that you can be. I remember when my first two children, father had passed away. And, you know, probably like 6 months went by, a year went by. I was in a bad situation at that time. It was 2016. I had stopped working. I had maxed my credit cards out, trying to be there, take care of him, you know, get on the freeway whenever he needed me to, take the kid, well, take my daughter at the time to see him because my son was locked up. But anyway, after he passed, I didn't have the money for his headstone. And I kind of like blocked it out. And was like, you know, we'll get it, or whatever the case. And then at the same time, my son was going through, and he had his case. His attorney at the time was extremely high. And I ain't talking about no little stuff, like over $8,000. It was high. And I just wasn't in the situation. So I had began to, over these last couple months, take these classes. I had never really thought about that after that had happened. And I'm telling you this story for a reason, because I want you to understand how stuff be rooted in you and it stops you from being the best you. It stops you from becoming, because you got things that's weighing you down. You got things in your heart that hasn't been uncovered yet. You got things in your soul that you need to shift. There's a lot going on with you. And because we choose to get up and put on a face and get ready and go, you know, conquer the day, which is good, but we lack the understanding of the things that we've been through because we never took time to pay attention to what happened in our life and what was going on. So I ended up reading this book called Born to Multiply by LaShawn Holland. And I really encourage you to get this book because she breaks cycles. She tear down mindsets. It's super dope. But anyway, she did this exercise in her book and it had came from this other book, which caused me to get that book. And read it, and I did the exercise. And when I was doing the exercise, it caused me to, when I was asking myself, you know, why am I reading this book? Why do I want to build wealth? Why do I want to, you know, do this? Why do I want to do that? You know, different things I'm not going to share with everybody because they're my things. But anyways, why? And I began to go deeper and deeper to the root. And I began to unpack. And I ended up saying, you know, I didn't like how that made me feel. I didn't like the times when I was unable to show up for my kids. I didn't like the times when I wanted to do something and I didn't have the money to do it. I didn't like the times when, you know, being evicted Just a lot of different things that have played in my past life that I held on to for all these years. Even still while building and writing and doing what I'm doing, I still had these things like rooted in me. And I'm saying this to say that had I not invested in myself, had I not took the time to read and grow, personal development, self-awareness again, we're back there. Had I not did that, had I not did the work, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So when I hear women say, you know, dang, your strength for it, how do you do this? And I just want to be, and it's like, you can. You can. As long as you got breath in your body, as long as God still allow you to wake up every single day, guess what? He got an assignment for you. He got a plan for you too. And he wants you to prosper. He wants you not to lack. He wants you to be able to take care of your children. He wants you to be able to go on the trips that you want to go on. He wants you to be able to go to the schools that you want to go to. He wants you to be able to do these things. But if you do not allow God to come in on the plan, then you're going to lack. And you can't even look at him. Like, we don't even know what's going to happen in the next couple of years. And when the time comes and we're not ready, I don't even want to start preaching, but I do want to go there for just a second. I was reading Matthew. Was it Matthew? I don't even know if it was Matthew. But I was reading about the 10 virgin women. And you can just Google that and see where it was at and read it. But I was reading about the 10 virgin women, and I was reading about the 5 that was able to go in and the 5 that wasn't ready. That couldn't, that didn't have oil, rather. And as I began to read deeper into that scripture and read the context of it and read the other scriptures around it and then go to the Message Bible, I began to see that God led me to that chapter in that book because he was saying, be ready. Be ready. Be ye ready. Because you don't want stuff to happen in your life or things to show up or not. I mean, even deeper than that, I don't want God to come and be like, okay, now it's your time. And I wasn't ready. I didn't do the things that I was supposed to do. I played with my life. I played with my life and other people lost theirs. I'm playing with my life and somebody else ain't here and wish they had more life. Can you afford not to invest in yourself? No, you cannot. Can you afford not to participate in your own rescue? No, you cannot. God has equipped us and given us tools and talents to be able to do whatever it is that we want to do. It's time for you to stop settling, and it's time for you to start living. Y'all, be blessed. Thank you for joining me this evening. Again, The From Pain, How to Turn Your Pain into Power Masterclass will be June 5th at 11 a.m. on Zoom. You can register at www.imenbrokenness.com. It is for $49. Once the live goes, it will be $99.99 on the website. If you cannot make it on Saturday, June 5th at 11 a.m., you will be able to access the digital product. You will be able to still have it in your library and watch it at any time. But this is a limited time offer. I'm doing something new. I'm doing a part of my coaching piece. That's why I said this is not a conference. This is not something for you to come and get excited about. This is for you to come and get excited about because you are going to shift and you're going to walk out of there a different you. We're going to do some work. We're going to put some skin in the game. Those of you that already know me and have been to previous events, y'all already know what it do and what time it is. But we're going to work. We're going to work. And I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to see you all there. Anyways, y'all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Memorial Day. I will be back on here Friday after next at 6 p.m. Again, it's your girl, Cheryl Haynes, the Soul Coach. Y'all be blessed. I love you, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it.
checking to see where my head has been. And I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. And I've been eating more greens, get my body out of line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideas go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey. I just wanna be free. Get myself ready for what's coming for.